Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio by some really, really, really fine people. Nancy Church, President and CEO of Berrien County Cancer Service. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Glad to have you here and glad to always talk about Berrien County Cancer Service. Tell me about Berrien County Cancer Service and what you guys do.
You know, Ray, we got started over 70 years ago.
Now, you weren't involved when it got started, right?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, yep. I just want to make sure, you know.
I actually got started with them in 1994. Well, I was really young then.
That's what I was going to ask. How long have you been involved with Berrien County Cancer Service, Nancy?
I've been a nurse on the road for 18 years, mm-hmm. and then I've been the director, the president for the past going on 7 years now. And what we do is we do skilled nursing in the home for those with cancer and related illnesses here in Berrien County. And, you know, when we got started back in 1948, cancer was not talked about and people were really, really suffering. And it was a grassroots endeavor. And it's been that ever since. You know, it is the community that keeps us going. It is the community that funds us. So, you know, I am just so grateful for everybody and every single penny that comes in, which is what we're talking about today.
In a couple of minutes, right? We'll talk about the pennies for patients. Exactly. So,
because we are here to serve you.
It's got to be Nancy, on a serious note. I know we were joking at the beginning here, but on a serious note, it's got to be a really tough job to do. What makes you get up every morning and want to do this for so long?
You know, Ray, I have found that those with who have cancer are the most incredible patients, people that I've ever met. They are so brave. They are so they're so full of life. And, you know, recognize, you know, that, you know, each day is such a treasure, you know, just the common things, you know, going and picking up your kid from school, going to the grocery store. These are all blessings in our life that we just so easily take for granted. And that's something I've learned.
Yeah. So you have one of those jobs that, and no disrespect, but you have one of those jobs, Nancy, that I wish we didn't have to have. Does that make sense if you think about
absolutely.
It?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to be put out of a job.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it's horrible. It's like, well, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have anything to do. Yeah, you'd have something to do, but I wish we didn't need these services. But I'm glad we do. You know, it's really, we really do.
And you know, Ray, to my knowledge, we are the only county that has this skilled nursing in the home at no cost.
And we're really fortunate to have it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Absolutely. So, well, I want to find out a little bit more about Berrien County Cancer Service. And when we wrap up here in a couple of minutes, I want to find out how people can get a hold of you if they have questions. But the real reason we're here, though, is because we have the 30th annual Pennies for Patients Day coming up on Thursday the 9th, right? Tell us a little bit about that. And you brought a guest into the studio with us as well.
I did. I brought the chair of the board, Josh Simons. And he's here with me. And so we're just really excited to see what happens. Last year, we had over $22,000. And we'd love to, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to hit $30,000 for 30
awesome.
Years?
That'd
I mean, that
awesome.
Would be amazing.
Yeah.
Here.
So, Josh, welcome. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Ray. Nancy, thanks for having me along today.
Glad to have you. So as the board chairperson, I guess, now the Pennies for Patients Day, again, Thursday, May 9th, it's your largest fundraiser of the year?
This is it. This is our major fundraiser. And something else very unique this year is we are at a new location. We are within the Marie Yeager Cancer Center. And this will be our first year doing our Pennies for Patients drive out of this new location.
Tell me just a little background on Josh, what you do besides being the board chairperson.
Well, my day job, I work at Spectrum Health Lakeland in the pathology laboratory. So I'm one of those behind the scenes people who works with our pathology team to help find and diagnose cancer. So I see it sometimes before the patients are even aware of it.
Wow. And I'll ask the same question that I asked Nancy a couple of minutes ago, Josh. It's a tough job doing what you do, and I applaud you for it, but what makes you get up in the morning to want to do this?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm inspired by people like Nancy who just put their hearts out there. I'm inspired by our physicians and our care teams who are just almost selfless. They just really, really care for people, and it's inspirational. That's what keeps me going. And I think back to what got me involved in Berrien County Cancer Service. It's actually pennies for patients. Dropping them off with my grandparents as a little kid.
Good for you.
So coming back to the community as an adult, it was a really naturally a way to get involved.
Well, let's run some numbers. Nancy, you started a little bit before I interrupted. So last year, over 22,000. Do you have a goal for this year, or you're just hoping to hit that $30,000 mark? What do you think?
We'll just see what happens. Okay. You know, it would be wonderful. To give you an idea, over the past 30 years, the community has brought in over $506,000.
Wow. Like you said, it's all community funded, right?
Right. And fortunately, it did not come all in as copper pennies.
Right. Well, can you imagine? Because 1 pound of pennies is about 160 pennies, isn't it? $60
yes.
for a pound. Okay, so, but you accept all forms of pennies, though.
That's what I say. You know, we accept copper pennies, silver pennies, green paper pennies, as well as on our website we accept plastic pennies.
Plastic pennies through the website via the credit card. Yeah. So give me the basic rundown, the concept of pennies for patients. So we have a bin here at the radio station as well, but people can drop by and just drop off their all different types of pennies then, right?
Right. You know, the initial concept was that anybody can give a penny.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter how young you are, you can find a penny.
Right. And you've got a couple of drop-off locations. Now, are these drop-off locations on Thursday, May the 9th only, or is this at any time between now and then somebody could drop off?
Well, you may come anytime to our office through the end of May.
Okay.
Which is on the second floor of the Marie Yeager Cancer Center. We moved there last September so that we could be close to where many of our patients are. And we are seeing, you know, people who come up to the office after treatment to get nutrition or get a piece of equipment, that type of thing. And, you know, that has been a real benefit for the community. So at any time, you know, actually any time during the year, we will, you know, accept anything.
Absolutely.
But the end of the 2019 penny drive is May 31st.
May 31st. But you're doing the Pennies for Patients Day on Thursday, May the 9th.
Yes, so we are doing it that day. And we will have a signage. We will make it convenient for you. You will not have to come up to the second floor to donate pennies. We all have signage and just make it very, very convenient for you to drop pennies off. And we will also have refreshments for you.
Awesome. So that'll be all day, though, at the St. Joe location in the Yeager Center from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. all day on Thursday, May 9th. That's the big day that we want to really push
Absolutely.
Is to do that. But you've also got a location in Niles that people can drop off to.
Yes, the St. John's United Church of Christ has been very, very helpful in stepping up and saying you can drop pennies off here. So that'll be open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
That will only be on Thursday, May 9th.
Right. Now, tell me about the loan closet. I see on your notes here that you, what's the loan closet?
Well, we have all kinds of durable medical equipment. What that means is like wheelchairs, walkers, shower chairs, canes, all those types of things. And
but these are things that you guys, I mean, that people need, right?
Absolutely. And if you know anything about insurance reimbursement, mm-hmm. that is not happening with a lot of DME items anymore.
Right.
So, you know, I have written grants for numerous years To the Frederick S. Upton Foundation and Bering Community Foundation, and we have an amazing loan closet. In fact, if you just need it for short-term use, you know, like 3 months or less, you're having surgery, you've got an injury, we will loan out any durable medical equipment.
Got it.
And then we also have like the wigs and turbans and various medical supplies, dressings, incontinent items, just all, you know, all different kinds of things for those that have cancer.
And then all the money collected goes to some big corporate office somewhere else in the United States, right? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Nancy.
I know. It all stays local.
I just wanted to say that to draw attention to it. All
right,
the money
right.
stays right here in Southwest Michigan. Josh and Nancy, how can we get, you've got the new location. How can we find out more information? What's the best way to find out more about Pennies for Patients?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.bccancerservice.org. We're on Facebook with our name, Bering County Cancer Service.
Yeah, you just search it and you'll find it on Facebook. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can also call us at 269-429-3281.
Nancy Church, President and CEO of Bering County Cancer Service, and Josh Simons from Spectrum Health Lakeland. He's the board chairperson. He's talking about Pennies for Patients coming up Thursday, May the 9th. If you can help them out, it would be much appreciated. Thanks for coming in and bringing us up to date.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.